Update. I'm Rita Foley. Not everybody is happy about this, but the U.S. and Cuba have agreed to open embassies in each other's capitals. The president will make the announcement a few hours from now. Our Tim McGuire is in Washington.
An Obama administration official says President Obama and Secretary of State John Kerry will be talking about the opening of embassies in Washington and Havana, ending 54 years of diplomatic isolation between the two countries.
The U.S. tried for decades to isolate Cuba or even overthrow the government there. But now President Obama says the embargo on Cuba just did not work. But Republican Florida Congresswoman Ileana Ross-Leighton says opening a U.S. embassy in Havana will not help the Cuban people. She says the president's just legacy shopping. Maryland Senator Ben Cardin, the top Democrat on the Foreign Relations Committee, disagrees, saying the president's approach is a common sense approach. I'm Rita Foley.